Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Director of Education and Member Services for the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, Lori Hart, who had a chance to visit the Washington County Fair this year. Last week, you had a chance to visit the Washington County Fair here in Washington, Iowa. With your experience at many, many fairs, how did Washington rank?
I tell you, this was my first experience on the fairgrounds while the fair was actually in progress, and I was extremely impressed by the Washington County Fair. I attend many fairs across the United States and have spent some time at the Iowa fairs as well, but after spending an afternoon with the folks there, Washington County has got a fantastic fair.
And what events did you have a chance to see?
Well, actually, I toured the fairgrounds, and I really went in all of the facilities and had a behind-the-scenes tour with some of the board members. I also was able to watch some of the 4-H events taking place and went through all the barns. So whatever activity was taking place at that time, we were there during the afternoon, morning and afternoon. I think we saw it all, including the open class entries that were located there on the ground.
Well, I wish we would have had some cooler weather for you.
Oh, it's fine. It was not a problem, and I have found over the years that fairgoers are very used to that. We all are out and about with our agricultural heritage and used to not letting Mother Nature win in any circumstances.
And as part of the International Association of Fairs and Expositions, are there certain things that you look for in a successful fair?
You know, every fair has its own personality. So I think the thing that we noticed and I looked at is it's got a great balance. Continue with the youth and the agriculture. There's commercial activity taking place as well as entertainment. So those three things alone make for a strong fair. They've continued the great rich history of agriculture. They continue to use their facilities for agriculture education. But they've also opened up their eyes, and they're very progressive in bringing in folks from the urban environment and maybe children that are removed from our agricultural roots. So they've really done a positive job of engaging urban individuals and are looking at future activities as well. So this fair is completely different based off of the demographics and the level of support and their grounds, maybe even from a fair 60 miles to the east or the west. But every fair has their own personalities, and it reflects that of their community.
And did you have any suggestions for the fair board as to other ways they could continue to grow?
I think the things that we discussed were, you know, expanding their conversations, maybe outside of your immediate area. The fair industry is a very giving, very family-oriented group that oftentimes there's things that other fairs are doing, maybe not even in Iowa, that they can adapt and bring and introduce into their fairgrounds without having to reinvent the wheel. But other than that, I think they have got some great short-term and long-term plans.
And did you have a favorite thing that you saw while you were here in Washington?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the grounds were phenomenal. But I would have to say that my favorite thing that I saw was the determination and dedication of those that are involved with the fair, not only the board members, but all the volunteers and their enthusiasm. So I'd have to say it was the people. That was my favorite part.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I just appreciate you guys supporting the community, supporting the fair, and I know that's not always the case, and I appreciate the enthusiasm.
That's been today's Washington Page with Lori Hart. She's the Director of Education and Member Services for the International Association of Fairs and Expositions. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.